We're doing shout outs for local businesses that are newly opened this week. And got a guy. When this caller ID shows up, you have to answer. It's a Maine law.
Yeah.
Is this Becky's Diner?
This is Becky's Diner. Nothing finer.
Love it. All right, Becky's.
I love it.
How you guys doing today?
Hey,
we're doing
good.
Great.
Who's this?
This is Zach.
Oh, hey, Zach. I work out with you. Well, I used to.
Yes, it's been a while.
I know.
It's been a while. You know, it's so, out at all.
It's so funny. So we work out at Dynamics together, and at some point he introduced me, and he said, I'm the general manager at Becky's. And I was like, oh, my God, it was like meeting a Maine celebrity. You know?
I don't know so much about that. Becky herself, she's the Maine celebrity around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, obviously. So you guys are open well, obviously you can't do dine-in right now, but what are you doing outdoor dining-wise at Becky's?
Yeah, so we obviously have the curbside takeout. That's still been popular. Starting yesterday, we set up some tables. We have on our second floor off the back of the building, we have a deck. It's covered. We got some space heaters up there. We got four or five tables. It's a really beautiful view. And we sectioned off three or four parking spots and put some picnic tables out there, umbrellas,
nice.
Trying to get a little bit of dine-in service going for the people that want it.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right, Zach.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. Thanks so much. Thanks for everything you're doing for local businesses. That's really great, giving shout-outs and all the support you've given us. So
we love it. You know, we've got 5 hours to fill. We may as well fill it with good stuff that helps people, you
That's
know?
Right.
Yeah, we appreciate it. All right, thank you.
Believe me, we've been told that the comedy does not fill 5 hours. That's
right.
I think it does.
Yes, Zach. Yes.
Zach, by the way, I love that there's a sign of Maine. That Becky's Diner is open, and the thing in the back, and the patio in the back, and they have space heaters in June.
I know.
Hashtag Maine.
Right?
Right.
Hey, it's chilly out here in the morning, you know. We get up early. We're open at 6 a.m. and we close at 9 p.m., so we do have pretty extended hours for the people who get out of work late or go to work early.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I bet the fishermen are glad to come back and have a place to sit down and have a cup of coffee now again.
Yeah, it's nice to see our regulars, you know.
Yeah. I bet. All right, Zach, good to hear from you. Hopefully I get to see you at Dynamic soon.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Go ahead, Sue.
So I have a business in Kennebunk, and I'm open.
You're open.
Yay.
What is it?
I make glass kaleidoscopes.
Well, that is quite a niche business.
That is.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait a minute. Is that all you make?
I make some glass jewelry, but mostly it's kaleidoscopes. I sell them. I have a little gallery, but mostly I sell them to museums, galleries, all over the world.
Really?
And I have them in private collections all over the world.
So how much does so I imagine it's not, this is an expensive thing.
Some of them are. They start around 40 for a very small piece.
Mm-hmm.
But then they go up to 3,000, 4,000.
Whoa.
I sold one for $12,000 that's in a museum in Japan, in Sendai.
That's unbelievable. This is fascinating. So wait a minute. So it's a glass a kaleidoscope is the thing where you look through the hole and you look through the hole and then it has a glass on the other side that kind of multiplies the view of someone, right?
It has mirrors on the inside.
Right.
And they reflect what you're seeing on the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you make these so do you blow glass?
No, it's flat glass, like a stained glass window would be put together.
Okay. Okay, so you don't have to have that giant hot thing.
Right.
No.
Whatever that is.
Glory hole, but no, I don't.
Excuse me?
What is it called?
A glory hole.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Susan, do you know what you've done, Sue?
I know.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Beavis
no one Google that. No one Google that.
Right. Especially if you're at work.
Wait, so that thing that blows the glass is called a glory hole?
It's called a glory hole?
Well, you actually do the glass blowing, but where the glass is heated is called a glory hole. So the molten glass is
Which
like a furnace.
Thank you for this gift that you've given us, Sue.
But which came first? like the glass one or the bathroom stall one.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I would Google it, but I'm going to wait till I get home. Okay?
Yeah, I have to Google the origin of the glory hole.
Yes. So I have a little gallery in the lower village of Kennebunk, 180 Port Road.
Good for you. That's really amazing. I it's fascinating to me. You know, my mom's an artist, and I know being an artist and doing any sort of craft is hard, and to find the market for it can be hard. And something, I mean, you said you make glass kaleidoscopes, and I thought, okay, well, you know, and that you have turned that into a successful business, I think is awesome.
Oh, thank you. Well, I've been doing it for about 40 years, and and I've been self-employed as an artist since I was 19.
Good for you.
So I also paint and do sculptures and all of that. And I have a website, Sue Rio Designs.
Okay. Sue Rio. I like that name, too.
R-I-O-U-X.
Oh, okay.
R-I-O-U-X.
Of course, you know what I'm thinking.
What's that song, Rio?
Wait, what was her name?
Her name is Rio, and she dances on the sand.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the lesson on glory holes and for letting us know your business is open, and congratulations, and we're glad to hear you're doing well, Sue.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you back.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Who didn't see that coming? Anybody? Okay.